The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
Okay, good to sit with you. So, friend was wearing a kind of interesting pair of sweatpants. A lot of text on them. I'm like looking at his sweatpants, and then I see the words on his sweatpants. Wisdom tells me I'm nothing. Love tells me I'm everything. Between the two, my life flows. That's a quote from Sri Nisargadatta Maharaj. I was like, okay, we are definitely in the Bay Area here. That's hard to come by, Nisargadatta sweatpants, you know. But that quote, that's worth a lifetime of practice. Wisdom tells me I'm nothing. Love tells me I'm everything. Between the two, my life flows. So the path is about becoming less and less. And the path is about dissolving into everything. And we usually tend towards one pole or the other. Like, okay, give me nothingness. You know, the wisdom longing for that. Just melt my self into nothingness. And then the love types kind of like, okay, open my heart so completely that nothing lies on the other side of it. And I don't know if this is fair, but I would say the insight tradition, or this tradition, tends a bit more towards the nothingness. Wisdom tells me I'm nothing. Later Buddhist traditions elaborate more on the everythingness. And these are not philosophical ideas, and this is not a kind of literary flourish. These are very precise phenomenological descriptions. As weird as those words are, it's an attempt to be very precise. When Rumi says, you have eyes that see from nowhere and eyes that see from how far, how close, is not being poetic, actually. So wisdom tells me I'm nothing. We practice, and there's energy and renunciation and genuine abiding interest, curiosity. Just not a very non-transactional kind of awareness. And we're really no longer trying to get stuff or rearrange our life. We're not trying to help things along or cure anything. We're noticing so much, and everything we're noticing is flowing change. And we might be making kind of mental notes, noticing, but everything we note keeps melting. And so there may be vitaka, the initial, you know, when we talk about vitaka vichara, the initial noticing, and then vichara, the soaking. There might be vitaka, but the vichara barely functions because attention is like a kind of laser, and everything, all phenomena, just keep exploding into vibrating space. And Vedana, the, feeling tone, which maybe we can say has long, long tormented our entire species. Hasn't merely tormented it, but it has tormented it. That no longer operates. The torment stops. And it's not that we're equanimous with pleasant and unpleasant. It's like Vedana is gone entirely. Maybe we say Vedana becomes pervasively neutral. And we recognize that in the absence of feeling, nothing whatsoever is urgent. And clinging, it's like, does not even make sense. Like, it's almost a mystery why we would ever do that. Normally, our body is so dense and space, where we end and space begins, space is so airy. And now there's really no gradient of density. There's one piece. And the sense of self, the sense of ownership, the kind of the territory of self, the control, the headquarters, all of this dissolves. And wherever you were, there's just space. And ordinarily we're modeling a knowing self, the meditator, an agent that receives the world. And whenever the agent is unnoticed, is we could use the language of transparent. Whenever the agent is transparent, the resulting experience is one of selfhood. And now the modeling of the agent becomes another arising, and that which felt like the kind of origin of our light becomes illuminated. We felt like, okay, here I am, this meditator. I am the spotlight, the emanation of attention. And now the spotlight is awash in luminosity. And what can I claim to be? Not much. Welcome to the desert of the real, as Lawrence Fishburne in The Matrix. I don't know. I don't really remember that, but I always loved that line. And maybe that line that sounds kind of Lacanian, Jacques Lacan. I don't know. But the desert of the real, barren, desolate. Normally, those words have very bad connotations, but now it's relief. And all of samsara seems like melodrama. All of it. And birth and death and hope and fear, all of it. But the story doesn't end there. from this kind of rich, pregnant barrenness, new species of love become possible. One yogi said, my being was pixelated and dissolved into the rest of the pixels that made up the entirety of everything else. And this emptiness cannot be the ground for hate or clinging, but it can be the ground for love. You are not your face. Face is like so personal and intimate. It somehow is confused for self rather than a part of our body. So yeah, we say you're not your face, but when you know this, the image of your face and all faces will break your heart wide open. And this is a very uncompulsive form of love. Sometimes it's like we're looking for opportunities, channels to pour our love into. This is not that kind of love. But when love is called for, it arises with so much potency and unself-created, unmanufactured kind of feeling. And the pain of others breaks the heart open. Their confusion and clinging. And the drama and pain of selfing, the egoic catastrophe, it's all very dear. This is not arrogance. We see ourselves in others, see others in yourself. And the love feels very, yeah, very beautiful and very ordinary. And it's kind of like, okay, there's something that ends, there's some of the seeking ends. And it's like, okay, I'm not gonna look for a peace or a love more sublime than this. This is much as the circuits could ask for. And so there's an integration, and it can say a lot more about it. Wisdom of nothing, everything. Close with something from Shinzen Young. It says the true goal of meditation is achieved through a dialectical process that alternates between dissolving into flowing nothingness and detecting subtler and subtler instances of solidified somethingness. We must watch how an ordinary experience becomes waves of impermanence over and over before we will really believe that every ordinary experience is by nature extraordinary. We must do this with tremendous patience, equanimity, and openness. Eventually, it sinks in. Ultimately, we come to realize that in essence, there is no sensory experience at all. There's only vibrating vacuity. When experience flows unimpeded, the oneness of spirit arises. When experience gets blocked or congealed, the multiplicity of matter arises. And there is absolutely nothing wrong with the world of multiplicity and material reality, as long as it is not the only world you're familiar with. As you go about the ordinary activities during the day, emptiness and form shade into and out of each other smoothly and continuously, even in the most complex, intense, or mundane situations. Your connection to the source is never completely severed. Offer that for your consideration. And yeah, I wish you a good good week. Good to be together.